Now joining us is our favorite Dr. Leah McNeil with a one-minute health tip. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, Pam and Rochelle
Good
and Benny.
Morning.
Hello, aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah, Leah went to Hawaii when it was tumultuous rain. I don't think you ever saw the sun when you were there, right?
No, not too much.
We actually had the second day there. It was a downpour for about an hour. It
really?
Came out of
an
nowhere,
hour.
Too. Yeah, for an hour. Straight rain for an hour. So, you know, what do? We just, you know, cuddled up next to the old
bar.
You know, bar. That's right. That's fun.
See, I know where you cuddle.
Way to go, Pam.
Yeah.
She was spying
me. Nice time of year to go there.
I know. It's
so
funny.
So what's our tip today, Dr. Leah?
Well, I thought I'd talk about sources of calcium.
Okay.
We've been talking a little bit about bone density and osteoporosis. I thought I'd bring up where to get some good sources of calcium besides taking a supplement. Because I have several people that can't have dairy and they can't have soy, and they're very adamant about not taking supplements. And so where do you get calcium?
Well, that's a good question.
A lot of people think, well, where else can you get it? Well, some sources, some sources that probably a lot of people don't eat, but are very high in calcium are sea vegetables, or seaweed is another way to say that. Now, we get our sea vegetables from sources like sushi. They wrap the sushi in nori, which is a sea vegetable,
right.
And it's also in salads, and they use them in soups sometimes as thickeners. But one form of seaweed or sea vegetable is called hijiki. And there's 610 milligrams of calcium in one cup of that.
Wow.
Well, that's a lot. But it is it's a lot of hijiki, but it's also a very high source of calcium. That's like half the amount you need for the day.
Where do you get that at?
You can get it at most, Whole Foods, PCC. There's a lot of stores that will carry dried vegetables.
Wow.
And I'll see it in a package. I don't know how to explain how hijiki looks, but it's sort of a thick sea vegetable.
Okay.
And wakame is another form of sea vegetable that has 520 milligrams of calcium per cup. So that's a fair amount. And the other thing benefit about sea vegetables is they have high iodine, which is really good for us.
Right.
Other sources, which probably more of us eat, are nuts. Now, a lot of people think, I don't want to eat a lot of nuts because they have fat. No, but that's actually a really good form of fat. And almonds, for example, one cup of almonds has 300 milligrams of calcium. And that's great.
And it probably has about 3,000 calories.
Well, no, I don't think it has that many. I don't think it has as many as you think, because the fat is probably where you're getting some of the calories. And it's almond oil or almond is a very good form of fat for our heart and our blood vessels and everything. Brazil nuts is another one that's really high in calcium, and one cup of Brazil nuts has 260 milligrams of calcium, which is a very high in selenium. And selenium is a trace mineral that we really need for detoxification and liver and immune system. So that's a great source.
How about macadamia nuts covered in chocolate?
Milk chocolate might have some.
Well, we have that sitting right here.
Yeah.
We have dark chocolate and we have white chocolate.
Probably dark chocolate's better.
Imagine a bite of each.
I know.
And we better not have a cup.
No, not a cup of that. Although a lot of nuts, most nuts do have calcium. I'm not sure about macadamia nuts, how much they have. But like in comparison, a cup of milk has 300 milligrams of calcium, and a cup of soy milk has 105 milligrams of calcium.
Wow.
So now a lot of soy milk nowadays is calcium fortified. So that's just a soy milk that doesn't have calcium fortified in it.
Okay.
So it's because a lot of them I see now are much higher in calcium when you look at the amount because they've added some to it. But in general, most of us, women and men, but women probably more because we have a more of a tendency towards osteoporosis, need about 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams of calcium a day. And it does vary. I tell women different amounts. Probably 1,200 is more the middle-of-the-road dose. But when you're taking a calcium supplement at that dose, you need to have magnesium with it. They're both very important for bone, but they both also work together. So So magnesium at about 600 to 800 milligrams, and it's best to be taken at night. And the couple of reasons is it relaxes your muscles more, and magnesium kind of has a calming effect, so it helps you sleep more. But the other factor is if you're taking thyroid medicine, calcium and magnesium and iron, actually, will bind to the thyroid hormone and to the medicine that you've taken. So you want to take it at a different time of day. Take the calcium magnesium at a different time of day.
Well, you're supposed to take thyroid in the morning an hour before you eat.
Yes. Yeah, an hour before you eat, because it absorbs the best on an empty stomach. But you want to take it as far away, at least like 4 to 6 hours
away
from calcium, magnesium, and iron.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dr. Leah. Do you want to give out your information so our listeners can contact you?
Yeah, my phone number in Bellevue is 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And you can always get my information on the Chat with Women website. So, and next week I'll be talking about osteoporosis on my show.
Wonderful. Well, we love talking about that because it's very important for women our age. So thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Have a great day.